This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this one segment of Overdrive. We're going to try to get to some of your calls. Some of the people have been holding for a while. I wanted to give them a chance to ask their questions. And we have a question and answer session going on right now on our main Facebook page. That's Alexander Emmerich Jones. If you go there, you can leave some questions. They will be answered on tonight's nightly news at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Let's go to Zen Girl. You have a question or a comment about Jade Helm. Go ahead, Zen Girl. Go ahead, Zen Girl in Florida. Go ahead. Okay, let's go to HB and FEMA 4. You had a comment.
Great show, David Knight. Great show.
Thank you.
Joyce Riley posed a question yesterday morning on her show. Who gives the United States the right to say who can have nuclear weapons and who can't? I'll get
that's
off
right.
And let you talk about it.
Well, that's right. And I think if we haven't effectively been able to stop North Korea, but that is a good point. When we go back and we look at this, just remember the Vietnam War. Remember, we saw Southeast Asia monolithically. Everybody was Asian, and because the Vietnamese were Asian like the Chinese, we believed that the Vietnamese were going to become come within the influence of the Chinese. It's very important to go back and look at a documentary called The Fog of War. It's a great documentary from one of the, I think his name is Errol Morris. It's a great documentarian. In that, you have Robert McNamara at the end of his life making a confession, I think, about where he went wrong, talking about how years later he went back to Vietnam and met with former leaders of Vietnam, and the guy angrily pounded the table and said, "Why did you do this? Why did you come up with this idiotic strategy of a domino theory? Don't you know anything about history? Don't you know about our history? Don't you understand that for hundreds, for thousands of years, we've been fighting the Chinese for our independence?" And, of course, we see that that is going on to this day. We now have the Chinese government is trying to encroach in Vietnamese territory with islands and other things that they're doing. They're still fighting them. The domino theory was nonsense. The domino theory didn't stop anything. It didn't change anything when we lost Vietnam. I don't think that the situation that's going on in the Middle East is going to change anything. As I pointed out before, we've got three different groups there. We've got the Sunnis, the Shias, the Wahhabis. We ally ourselves with the most radical, the most violent regime there. If you believe the government's official story of 9/11, then we're allying ourselves with the people who follow the sect of Islam that took down the World Trade Center, if that's what you believe. Okay, so why is that happening? Why is it that we're doing it with those people? It makes absolutely no sense to me. I don't think that removing $18 billion worth of sanctions from Iran is going to really substantially change the world. I really don't. And if you're concerned about nuclear proliferation, what are they doing about North Korea? I don't understand that either. Let's go to, thank you for your comments, HB. Let's go to John in California. I want to try to move quickly. Go ahead, John.
Well, hi, Alex. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm David, though.
Okay. What I want to talk about was looking at all of this information. If you, our minds are like a calculator. You put in this information from this part of the world, this information from this part of the world, this or multiple informations just from this one country, and you press the equal button, you don't really get a direct answer. And I think the problem is nobody knows what's coming. I don't know where our world is headed, but I think there's a handbasket involved.
That's true. That's true. That's why we need to keep our eyes open for Jade Helm. Yeah, thank you so much. I want to move quickly to some other people with comments. Let's go to Rick in New Jersey. Rick, go ahead.
Hey, what's up?
Rick, are you there?
No, only one thing. I just had to hear all this rhetoric from all the candidates and everything, and I just don't know why. How come they're always talking about reinstating Glass-Steagall? I mean, I'm no great money guy, but wouldn't that put the derivatives and everything, all the debt back on Wall Street?
Well, you're assuming that they don't want the kind of shenanigans that have been going on. I mean, it's not even just Glass-Steagall. When we had the Dodd-Frank reform bill, that was basically an open case for the banks to continue this type of thing. And now we have what they allowed them to do was to put draconian requirements on everybody in terms of if you're having a hard time getting a home loan, you can think that quote-unquote reform bill, but it has done nothing to stop the speculation. That's it for today's broadcast. Join us tonight at 7 Central for the Nightly News.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the Nightly News or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people, they're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms, hdfirearms.com.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Alex Jones Show on this Wednesday, July 15th, 2015. Of course, this is day one of Jade Helm. It was about a week ago that the Washington Post did a story. Jade Helm 15, heavily scrutinized military exercise to open without media access. That's exactly a week ago, July 8th. Actually, a week before that, they reprinted a mocking article that had been circulated a couple of months ago, making fun of the people in Bastrop, Texas, for being concerned and wanting to know what their government is. I mean, why should the slaves ever question what our masters tell us? And of course, these are the guys who want to be our masters. They want to master the human domain. That includes us, especially us. That's where they're training here. So a week before, they had this mocking article saying, the Americans are coming. The Americans are coming. They're invading Texas. That was never our concern. And we've made this clear from the very beginning. We didn't think this was going to be the onset of martial law. If that was ever the plan. Of course, that's not going to be the case now because it's widely understood what's going on with Jade Helm. But now we saw about a week ago, Washington Post actually talking about how there wasn't going to be any media access. They said embedded reporters will not be permitted at any point during the exercise. This is from Lieutenant Colonel Mark Lastoria, same guy who went to Bastrop. The Washington Post pointed out that for several times they have requested access to observe Jade Helm. They said they made the case to the military that firsthand coverage would help to explain the mission. Yeah, see, if you don't have anything to hide, like these multinational treaties that are being done in secret, like pretty much everything our government is doing in secret, we keep hearing these assurances that, you know, these treaties that we're doing, they're going to be great for you. You're going to win. That's what the American politicians tell the Americans. The European politicians tell the Europeans they're going to win in these trade agreements. But they won't show us the trade agreement. They tell us, don't worry, we're not going to give monopolies to Monsanto or the big pharmaceutical companies. But just trust us. We can't show you the agreement right now. They can't show us what's going on. It was a year ago that the military was meeting in the Pentagon, and one lady stood up there that was an officer. She stood up to the guy who was the head of the press corps, I think. I don't remember what his exact title was, but she said, nobody believes us. They say that we're just giving them mindless propaganda. How do we get through that? And he goes, yeah, it's a problem because, you know, we got Drudge out there and we got all these different alternative media and the internet. And I mean, these people are questioning what we do and pointing out when we lie to people. So the Washington Post is telling them, hey, let's just have firsthand media coverage. You can shut down all the speculation about what you're doing, which they call conspiracy theories. Okay, if you investigate, if you question the official story, that's always called a conspiracy theory. Come on, can we move on past that? That was something that was created by the CIA 50 years ago after the Kennedy assassination to shut down any questioning of the ridiculous official story at that point in time, and they've used it to try to cover up every ridiculous lie they've told us since then. We're not supposed to investigate. We're not supposed to question. That's precisely what an investigator does for a police department, where they're investigating murder or some other crime. They always come up with plausible scenarios. Who benefits from this? What can we learn about this? They try to uncover facts. They try to put together stuff because nobody comes out and says, well, this is what happens. And, of course, our government doesn't operate in a transparent mode anymore. So the Washington Post says, hey, give us firsthand media coverage. We could shut down the speculation. But Lastoria said, this is what the Washington Post says, Lastoria told us it's not possible to allow a journalist to travel with special operation forces in the field. He cited the isolated nature of the mission and the need to protect the identities of the special force troops. But then they point out, well, the military has granted access to special operation training in the past. They said in one recent example, a journalist observed the exercise Robin Sage in North Carolina. Remember when they talked about that? Remember when we said, hey, what are you doing here? They said, we do this stuff all the time. We do Robin Sage every year in North Carolina. And, of course, you know, they tell us it's the same thing. Well, it's not the same thing. They allow journalism coverage in Robin Sage in North Carolina. They do Robin Sage every year. They don't do this particular exercise, and they go on with this. They say the exercise was considered to be a final test for Green Beret soldiers in training. It calls for them to work through a scenario in which they organize a guerrilla force to overthrow the government of the fictional nation of Pineland. There's another difference between Jade Helm and Robin Sage. As Louis Gohmert pointed out, he had been in the military for a long time. I think he retired as a captain. He said, we always had fictional areas that we went against. You know, we trained in military bases, not outside of the military bases amongst the civilian population. But, of course, this is an exercise that doesn't have a fictional basis. That's one of the things that he was concerned about, one of the things we're concerned about. Look, we don't need the military conducting exercises outside of military bases. We don't need the military training to take over civilian populations outside of the military bases. Understand that when the military does these training exercises, and we're seeing these things happening all along, they come up to intimidate Russia in the Ukraine. They do military training exercises in the Mediterranean. They go into the Ukraine. They do these various exercises. Both Russia and the U.S. do this. They've always done this. Go right up close to where they're going to be fighting. Do the training. It's a method of intimidation. Okay? It's also a method of intimidation. So at one point, I remember this interview with Vladimir Putin. We've played it on the on InfoWars before, where some guy's telling him, hey, these exercises that are being done on the border of your country, they're not directed at you. And when the translator ran that through, Putin looked at him and just laughed for about 20 seconds. Come on. We know the same thing. We've seen these exercises being built up year after year after year. We saw them marching people out in the dead of night in Fort Lauderdale. They typically don't tell people that. You know, we see this being this kind of training going on when it was happening in L.A. They talk to someone. He says, well, you know, you train the way you're going to fight. Where are you going to fight? If you're going to fight in the mountains, you train in the mountains. If you're going to do it in the desert, you do it in the desert. If you're going to train in American cities, you train in American cities with the police. Of course, you know, we don't need this kind of training. We don't need special forces operating as boots on the ground for the NSA. That's what they put themselves out there for. That's what McRaven was shopping himself out for. That's the thing that concerns me the most, okay? That we would have the military putting themselves out there as boots on the ground for the NSA. And you, if you understand what human domain analytics is about, if you understand what mastering the human domain is about, that was the keynote title, the title of the keynote speech at the U.S. Geospatial Intelligence Foundation a couple of years ago. What they're doing is they're collecting biometrics on you. Not just the fingerprints and everything. And, of course, we've got another article here about how the government has just lost 21 million fingerprints, have been hacked for that, after losing millions and millions of Social Security data, losing their employees' data. I mean, really? Are we supposed to trust these people? But the scariest thing about this is that they're taking this biometric information, they're combining it with activity-based intelligence so that they can track everywhere you go. That becomes the ultimate biometric. That was a report that we did that Rob Jacobson put together. Jakari Jackson narrated that just a couple of weeks ago, talking about how the ultimate biometric is your activity-based intelligence. Who you know, where you go, when you go. And that's not our quote. That's not our summary. That's the summary of IBM's man who works in this field. This is the coming area, the up-and-coming area of intelligence. It's been there for a long time. It's been a U.S. Geospatial Intelligence Group for at least 15 years. That's when James Clapper was put in charge of it. It predates that. It's a massive part of the military-industrial complex, and the Special Forces people, Admiral McRaven, when he was there as commander, was looking for increased involvement with Special Forces. We should be very concerned that a government that wants to track us everywhere we go, know everything about us, denies everything, denies us knowing anything about them. We should be very concerned when they start combining with troops, labeling our states, our real areas, as enemy areas, and create an exercise that's going to last for a couple of months. This is an intelligence gathering operation. It began when people pushed back against it. They wanted to mark down who's for them and who's against them. Well, put me down as against this. I have no intimidation about saying that. Put me down as against a militarized police state. A standing army is a danger to this republic, and it is no better example of this than military exercises that say they're going to be moving amongst the population, trying to keep from being detected. It's unconventional warfare. Unconventional warfare doesn't mean it's just a little bit different from what they've done before. It's a very specific term. This is what special forces do. They go in, they identify who in the government they can work with, who is going to be opposed to them, so they know who to take down, who to reward, who to do their dirty work. It's a PSYOP operation. That's also part of unconventional warfare. But they're combining this with geospatial intelligence, biometric information. This is pre-crime profiling. You should be very concerned about this. Very concerned. Let me give you an example. When you look at police pre-crime profiling, that is being passed over to artificial intelligence, as we're seeing increasingly. A good example of how this can go wrong, and this already has, as they're developing the software, they have all these cameras watching people. They have so many cameras, they can't hire enough people to watch us, to look at those cameras. Same problem that the East German Stasi government had, right? So what's the solution? Well, now they've got computers that they can program, and they can give them these algorithms. So here's an example. One of these tests, they were looking at a guy who was standing next to his car for a while. And then the camera and the AI noticed that this guy who was standing next to this camera for a little bit of time all of a sudden kneels down and disappears. Ah, they say, this looks like a car theft. So they dispatch 911. the guy was changing his tire. But of course, in this environment, where the police are being trained by the federal government to shoot first and don't even ask any questions, that could wind up getting someone killed. We need to understand what our founder said, what Madison said. A standing army is a danger to the republic. The means of defense abroad have always become the tools of tyranny at home. Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk about what's going on with Planned Parenthood, this new video that was released, and the pushback against it. We'll be right back.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R, like rebel, R, letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now. So I asked my buddy Mark, where does the name Ghost Gun come from? You know, the Ghost AR-15 80% rifle kits? Ghost? What's a Ghost Gun? He says, duh, they kill ghosts. I said, really? Ghosts? He said, yeah. I said, matter of fact, they're guaranteed to kill ghosts, Sasquatch, space aliens, and any other paranormal force that might come your way. So they just appropriately named them Ghost Guns. And I said, okay, that's a big problem in my neighborhood, so where do I get one? He said, Guns80.com. I said, where? Guns80.com? Okay, then, I'm headed to Guns80.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Wednesday, July 15th, 2015. Of course, it is the first day of Jade Helm 15. Alex Jones will be joining us later in the show. He's working on a big story right now, but he'll be in studio with us. I want to go to a report that Joe Biggs shot yesterday about the beginning of Jade Helm. Let's run that report.
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com. Now we are less than 24 hours away from Operation Jade Helm 1-5 being conducted. Now, there's a lot of things I want to talk about. The fact that the mainstream media continuously tries to demonize Infowars.com on its coverage of Jade Helm.
Well, conspiracy theories are running wild tonight about the Army's plan for a multi-state training exercise this summer called Jade Helm 15.
Texas will be simulated hostile territory. While that hostile characterization didn't sit well with a far-right radio host in Austin, who told his listeners that he had access to the secret document that details a federal takeover in Texas.
The fact that so many Americans really just don't even trust the government since the Obama administration has been in place. And it has nothing to do with race. We don't like Bush either, but things have really gotten bad since he has been the president of the United States. And like Ted Cruz said, there's nothing wrong with people questioning the government. That is our right as Americans. We're supposed to question the government because I'll tell you what, our government will question us all the time. So we have to flip that around on them and try and find out what's going on and expose the truth. Now, there's a number of things that the mainstream media has been doing. They say that we try to fearmonger, that we're basically giving birth to this paranoid group of Americans about Jade Helm. When in fact, they do the exact same stuff, except even worse because they have a much larger following. Fox News, CNN, millions and millions of people all around the world watch these places. And in the days coming up to the 4th of July weekend, what do? They said there was going to be an imminent attack by ISIS on the 4th of July weekend. That's fear-mongering. They had no proof of that happening whatsoever. And the 4th of July came, and nothing happened. You hear nothing from the entire populace of Americans complaining, hey, why are you guys pushing this? Why are you doing this? But I guarantee you, when Jade Helm comes and goes, and nothing happened, the same thing's going to happen to us. They're going to demonize us again, going, oh, my God, look at these kooky tinfoil hat people that said that there was going to be an overthrow of the government and that they were going to take your guns and nothing happened. Oh, my God. That's ridiculous because they're doing the exact same stuff. They fearmonger more than anybody. Every time you turn on one of those TV shows, it's the most depressing thing in the world. And all we're trying to do is look at these documents and slides and go, hey, this needs to be questioned. This needs to be looked at. And we're not the only people who think that, because Governor Greg Abbott of Texas thinks the exact same thing. He's listened to his constituents and is now going to have the Texas State Guard monitoring the Jade Helm 1-5 exercises. You have Chuck Norris coming out saying, hey, if you don't know about Jade Helm, you should. There's a lot of people around the world who are concerned about it, and all eyes are going to be on Texas, Utah, Southern California, and Florida over the next 2 months to see whether or not there's a takeover or if nothing happens. But there's one thing I can tell you will happen, a conditioning of the people. And that's what we've said since day one. This will be used as a tool to condition the American public to seeing military roaming up and down the streets in Humvees, helicopters flying at night, exercises being conducted. Now, someone inside Special Ops saying that there will be no media access granted to any type of news agencies out there to cover this. But time and time again over the past, media has been allowed to go cover these events. Now, what were they thinking when they released this statement? This adds further speculation to what's going on with Jade Helm. We've already caught the architects of Jade Helm in a lie numerous times. They said that the people, the private landowners, came to special operations and requested that their land be used for an operation that they didn't even know existed. When in fact, SOCOM came out there, knocked on the door and said, hey, can we use your land and we're going to give you money? They denied giving money, but the mayor of Big Spring, Texas came out and said, in fact, that the government approached them and also was giving them money. So over the next 2 months, we're going to be out here covering these stories. We're going to try to go to different locations across Texas, maybe some of the other states as well, to bring you guys up-to-date information. But I want to ask a favor from each and every single one of you out there watching this video right now. If you live in one of these areas where these missions will be conducted, please get off the couch, go out, grab your camera, go rent a camera, get a cheap little Polaroid, something, take pictures, and email us at showtips@infowars.com with these videos so you can help us get this information out to the people who want to see it. So once again, thank you for watching this video. My name is Joe Biggs with Infowars.com.
Absolutely, folks. This is your country, too. So if you see something, show something. Give it to us. Put it up on YouTube. Send us a link. We need to get this information out there. It's difficult sometimes to distinguish between something that is suspicious and something that is routine military movement because we have so much military in this country.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
Tuesday! The federal court ruled that the shareholders of Pepsi
Mexico, big Bilderberg Group company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death panels and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat,
Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We've got to stop them!
It is the secret of Soylent Green.
Soylent Green is people!
Brilliant piece by Darren McBreen. Yeah, this is ultimately, folks, this is not about pro-choice. This is not about the right to privacy. Can we even hear them say those ridiculous words anymore when they take away your right to make decisions, informed consent about what's injected into your body? They want to talk about pro-choice. They want to talk about a right to privacy when we've got a government that spies and maps out everything that we do. When they take away our informed consent on every basis, and of course we've got another bill before the California legislature. Now that they got informed consent removed from parents for their children in order to get an education, now they're going to extend it to nursing homes. And, of course, we've talked to nurses against mandatory vaccines. This has been going on for quite some time through intimidation to nurses and healthcare workers and hospitals. Now they're going to make a crime out of it in California. And, of course, when we interviewed her, one of the things that she pointed out to us was that they knew that when they gave these vaccines to premature, low birth weight babies, they knew it was going to require intubation. It was going to create respiratory emergencies for these children, and yet they did it anyway. They said, get the stuff ready. We're about to vaccinate these kids. And they knew they couldn't handle it, but they did it anyway. That's where we are, folks. And oh, by the way, in case you thought that was a conspiracy theory or you didn't believe her when she said that, within about a month, she found a study where the Journal of the AMA actually admitted that they had done a long-term study of several thousand children and had seen exactly that and refused to stop doing it. Now, yesterday we had this video that was broken by an undercover research, a group that was looking at Planned Parenthood. Of course, we have the doctor. And let's understand, folks, we need to get over this idea that just because somebody has an MD degree does not make them trustworthy, does not make them ethical, okay? They can be corrupted like anybody else. You've got good doctors, you've got bad doctors. You've got good cops, you've got bad cops. You've got good people in the military, you've got bad people in the military, okay? That's why we have to have a system that doesn't operate on blind trust of authority. The doctors can be corrupted. We've seen many, many incidents of this. We've had doctors who did the Tuskegee experiment. We've got doctors who are working with the CIA doing torture in Gitmo. Over and over again, we see this in America. We don't have to go to Nazi Germany to point it out. But, of course, we had Josef Mengele doing experiments on people in Nazi war camps, saying that this is for the greater good. We're going to learn things about the human body by experimenting on these people without their consent, and that's going to help the rest of us, really. Okay, so now we've got this Planned Parenthood doctor, and she's not just any doctor. Dr. Deborah Nucatola. She is Planned Parenthood Federation of America. That's the overreaching group that franchises us out, I guess. She's the senior director for them of medical services, and they did an undercover video of her, and she is monologuing like a supervillain. And one of the things that is most annoying and frustrating about this, and just, I don't even know, it's just exasperating to see her and her callous, cavalier attitude munching away in this restaurant while she's talking about how she's going to chop up body parts a la carte. Pre-orders on these body parts. And we're going to talk about what she had to say. But first, this is the way the mainstream media spun it back. They wouldn't report it for the first part of the day. They waited until the very end of the day till they could come up with a spin on it. Well, one of the things that they did was when they first came out, the headline was, undercover video shows Planned Parenthood executives discussing organ harvesting. That was the first headline from the Washington Post. Then they changed it and said, no, she's not discussing organ harvesting. She's discussing fetal organs used for research. Look, if that was true, it would simply include the, and I'm sure it is true, I'm sure they do use it for research, among other things, whatever they're doing with it. It's an indictment of the entire medical community, the entire medical community that is now clamoring across the country to force us to take whatever they tell us that we have to take, to remove our informed consent for vaccines as they remove any legal liability from the pharmaceutical companies that make something and call it a vaccine. As John Rappaport said when he was on last Friday, they can do genetic experimentation. They can do things that will genetically modify your DNA, and they can call that a vaccine. They can call anything that they inject into you a vaccine, in which case they've been given legal immunity since 1986. So they have every financial incentive to, A, do no testing to make sure this is safe, and B, do as much of it as they can. But this is what Washington Post says about this in terms of the way they spin it. They changed the headline from organ harvesting to research. Here's some good news in here. I really want to thank Governor Greg Abbott. I am constantly pleasantly surprised at what this man has done since he's been in office a short time. He tweeted this out yesterday. This is in the article as well. This is an article that's up on Infowars.com. Greg Abbott tweeted out last night, he said, I already sued Planned Parenthood for Medicaid fraud. Now Texas will look into these organ harvesting claims. Of course, it wasn't just the Washington Post. It was CNN. It was Newsweek. It was the New York Times. It was all the mainstream media coming back and saying, move along. There's nothing to see here. This is a conspiracy theory. This is the way CNN puts it. They say it is a purported video. No, it's an actual video. You can see it. You can see it on our site. You can see it on the internet. I would suggest that you watch it because this is the way they push back on it. They say the video seemingly shows a member of the conservative Manhattan Institute's Center for Medical Progress claiming to be a startup biotech firm attempting to buy human fetal tissue for medical research. Planned Parenthood dismissed the video, calling it highly edited. No, it's not highly edited, and it's not a purported video. It's for real. And let me read you some of the stuff that's there, and I'll let the guys play this as a B-roll in the background for people who are watching this. But it's difficult to hear it on the radio. It is a hidden camera that's done at a lunch meeting. And they have it subtitled with large subtitles so you can see that. And by the way, anybody that wants to say that it is heavily edited, the Center for... let's see, what is the name of this organization? Center for Medical Progress, that did the investigation. They put out a 60-page transcript, so you can see everything there, okay? But what they have her saying and these long monologues that she's got are damning enough. Let me read some of this to you. They ask her, how much of a difference can this actually make? You know, if I kind of know what it's expected or we know what we need. So this is what I'm saying. This is the pre-order your body parts a la carte. And she says, well, if I know what's expected, that makes a huge difference. I'd say a lot of people want liver, and for that reason, most providers will do this case under ultrasound guidance, so they'll know where they're putting their forceps. This kind of rate-limiting step of the procedure is calvarium. Calvarium is the head, basically the biggest part. You know, like Christ was crucified in Calvary, the place of the skull. The calvarium is the Latin for the skull. So she says, yeah, We use the skull. We try to do that. But, you know, we want to maintain the chest cavity area is what she's saying. Now, here's what she said. Going back to her exact quotes. She says, and with the calvarium in general, some people will actually try to change the presentation so that it's not vertex. Okay? Now, understand, and this is their comment in the video when they say heavily edited. What they did was they added commentary. They stopped it at that point. They let it go a little bit. She says, so you start from a breech presentation. In other words, we don't want it to come from a vertex presentation. So we find it useful in order to harvest these organs. We find it useful to manipulate the baby into a breech position for birth. And so then they put up on the video, they say, well, using ultrasound guidance to manipulate the fetus from vertex to breech orientation before intact extraction is the hallmark of the illegal partial birth abortion procedure. And they say, of course, the sale and purchase of human fetal tissue is a federal felony punishable by up to 10 years in prison and a fine of $500,000. Now, this doctor knows this. She knows that what they're doing is illegal, and she responds to that. She says, well, you know, partial birth abortion is illegal. We know that. But, she says, laws are open to interpretation. Actually, they're open to prevarication, aren't they, doctor? To do whatever you want. Now, understand that, as they pointed out, moving the child into a breech position is the hallmark of partial birth abortion. As I've said before, I never really paid any attention to abortion. We were fortunate, my wife and I, we were never in a situation where we had to make that decision. And I feel very bad for people who have had to make that decision. I never really approached this from any perspective other than, let's say, a libertarian perspective, where it's like, I don't want government making decisions for me. I'll decide for myself. I really hadn't thought this through until I ran for Congress. And then I had people asking me, because partial birth abortion had just come out at that point in time, asking me what my position was on it. And I'd never heard of partial birth abortion. So I was curious and looked it up. Now, what they do is they take a baby that is viable, that is near to full term. They turn the baby around. They cause the mother to have a breech birth. And then before the baby is fully out of the mother, they murder it. They murder it. That is what this is. That's why it is illegal. But that is what they're doing so that they can preserve the tissues. They want to get the extremities. They want to make sure they get all the organs that are in the thoracic area. So they're manipulating it as a partial birth abortion. They are taking these parts as pre-order. Tell us what you want. We'll get it a la carte for you, okay? She says, at the national office, this is the doctor talking again from Planned Parenthood. She says, at the national office, we have a litigation and law department which just really doesn't want us to be in the middle right now on this issue. Yeah, I bet they don't. But they are. Thanks to the work of the people who did that undercover video, and that is, again, the Center for Medical Progress. This is the first, they say, of three videos that are going to be released. They say this is a nearly three-year-long investigation. It's part of a documentary that is going to show what is going on with this. Now, one of the things that Planned Parenthood said was, and their excuses, they say, well, patients sometimes want to donate tissue to scientific research. If you watch this video, and I suggest you watch it, if you can stand it, it'll probably get you very upset. It should get you very upset unless your conscience has been seared with a hot iron. If you look at this, there's nothing in there about talking to patients about donating tissue. They're saying, you tell us what you want, we'll get it. Okay? They're not informing the patients. They're also not looking after the patient's best interest when they create a breech birth. This is something that is an indictment not only of Planned Parenthood. This is an indictment of our legal system. It's an indictment of our society. It's an indictment of medical research in general that they would do something like this. I don't care if STEM research is the one that's making money. They're playing a shell game saying, oh, we're not making any money off of this. Baloney. We know exactly what's going on with this, and we know that there's a whole chain of people who are making money off of this. And this is an indictment, as I said, of everything in this country. We need to shut this down. This is just, I just don't have words for it. Interesting that as this was all going on yesterday, somebody decided that they would hack Scott Walker's website, readyforwalker.com. I don't know. This is a story that came out on Tuesday. I don't know if they did it on Monday or not, but they hacked readyforwalker.com and redirected it to Planned Parenthood. Oh, great guys, aren't they? So we've got a lot of candidates who are reacting to this, but I want to see the public reacting to this. I want people to take a look at this. I want you to look at it for yourself. I want you to educate others, educate yourself. Many people have sat on the sidelines for decades, as I did, not understanding what was involved in this. Many people who had an abortion did not understand what was involved in this. I understand that. We all understand that. We all do things in our life we regret. We need to stop, though. We need to take a close look at what's going on. I tell you, one of the other things that bothers me, this is another article that's in the news today. Man left paralyzed after militarized police fill him with bullet holes because he's got 8 ounces of weed. This is a guy who's sitting in his chair playing Xbox when he gets a SWAT raid, and he is shot multiple times and paralyzed. The war on drugs. Another piece of insanity in our society. Listen, with all the stuff going on about El Chapo, or El, what is it, Chapo, I don't know. Anyway, this guy that Donald Trump is talking about so much, wouldn't it be interesting if Donald Trump would talk about how this guy became a billionaire in the drug trade? You know how he became a billionaire? You know why he's such a big guy? Because of our war on drugs, because of prohibition. It made him a made man, like Al Capone. Prohibition doesn't work. It paralyzes people who are playing video games in their home and not bothering anybody. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about Iran as well.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praise the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line,
you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
Jones Show on this July 15th, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. Alex Jones is going to be joining us later in the show, live in studio. He's working on a big story, but he will be with us later in the show. Now, this hour of the Alex Jones Show has been made possible by our Made in 1776 clothing line that you can find at InfoWarsStore.com. Of course, everything there is made in America. We have, for a limited time only, our Moulin Labe belt buckles. You can get them at 25% off. A great time to have that with everything that's going on, the struggle of Greek people against the bankers in Europe. It's a good time to have Moulin Labe. Of course, it has implications for us as well. You can get that at 25% off. You can support people who are making products in the United States. It is a win-win-win because you can support InfoWars as well and have a conversation starter where you can start to talk to people about the issues that really matter, about freedom, about liberty. We also, besides the belt buckles, we have Save America t-shirts, we have a Moulin Labe hoodie, and many other things. You can find all that at InfoWarsStore.com. Click on the Made in 1776 label on the left-hand side. In the last segment, we were talking about, of course, the Mexican drug lord who's just escaped from prison, the multi-billionaire who just escaped from prison. And I said, you know, with all the talk that we have, and of course there's a lot of points to be made about the open border, the absurdity of the situation, the danger of the situation, that criminals and drug cartels can easily flow through the border. How did these drug cartels come into existence, though? Let's not give that part of the story a pass. What made this guy? As I said just before we went to break, what created him, what made him a billionaire is the war on drugs. What created the drug cartels that are so violent, over 30,000 people, I don't know what the exact total is, in Mexico, have died, brutally died. I mean, this drug cartel that he's head of, the Sinaloa cartel, they had their money laundered by HSBC. They were producing ISIS-style videos where they're chopping people's heads off with chainsaws. But, of course, HSBC, Eric Holder's former client, was given pretty much a pass for laundering money. They even had their own teller window there. So we can't talk about the origins or the real problem of the violence, which is the drug trade, drug prohibition, which gives a monopoly to these criminals. No, we can't talk about that. We can only talk about the open borders. The open borders and the violence coming across the open borders, you understand, is a symptom of the problem. It is not the origin of the problem. And it is the drug war is the origin of violence within America, not even coming into our country from other countries. Now, as Donald Trump is talking about that, as we look at Donald Trump, it's still very, very early. I mean, all these candidates, probably going to be some more Republicans jump into the race. I don't know. There's a gazillion of them in there already. Opposition research is already beginning on Donald Trump because he's now shot to the front of the pack because he's talked about something that is a concern to Republican voters that they used as an issue in the last election, then immediately turned their back on it, just like they did Obamacare. But now National Review is pointing out another issue. And you know, when we look at Donald Trump, I wonder, you know, is this guy going to be a dark horse? I really think he's really more of a stalking horse. I think he's out there putting positions out there for people. It's kind of like, if you don't know what stalking horse is, Jeremiah Johnson, at one point, he hides behind a horse so he can get up close to a bear. And the other guy that he's with, as they're hiding behind the horse to get a closer shot, the other guy says, and you're going to see how many legs we got? And the guy says, bear doesn't know how many legs a horse has got. That's what a stalking horse is. It's using something as a shield to get in. Is he a stalking horse for the Democrats that he has given so much money to? But this is an article, even though it's opposition research, even though it's coming from National Review and the Club for Growth, and we know where these guys are coming from, it raises some very troubling issues about Donald Trump and his use of eminent domain. Do you remember Kello, the Kello decision, which said that governments can take other people's private property and give it to someone else? Donald Trump is like a character out of the Pixar movie Up, except he's the bad guy. We're going to tell you about that in the next segment. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.